another thing that I kind of love, you know, we're dotting around the book, you know, that it's based around the five senses. One that I love in the here section is around saying no, because it's something that I see myself struggling with and my clients. And I wondered if you could share a bit about what you've learned about saying no and your kind of best tools for how people can start to get those firmer boundaries in their lives.
I think first and foremost, it's really important to be able to say no, because I think all too often we can be pressured to say yes when we really mean no, because we don't want to be seen as being selfish or disinterested or not very helpful. I know those are things that I worry that I'll be perceived as if I say no to things. But the problem with saying yes when you mean no is that it can mean that you take on more than you're able to. You can risk burnout. And it might be that you end up breeding quite a lot of resentment to the person that got you to say yes in the first place. So one of the tools that I talk about within the book is something called the importance list, to try and get you more confident in being able to say no. So this idea that you need to think about what's important to you personally, what's important to you from a social perspective in terms of your family, friendships and relationships, and what's important to you from a work life perspective. So one of the examples I give is I have this idea that, I mean, imagine going on holiday at the moment, obviously it feels like a distant thought, but I want you to imagine that we've decided that we're going to go to Ibiza for a beach holiday, and we've decided to go back home, pack up our suitcases, sun cream, bikinis, beach wear, everything that we need, and we're going to meet at the airport. So we go to the airport and we've checked in our bags and we're on our way to the departure gate, and someone stops us in our tracks and says, "You don't want to be going to Ibiza. You want to be going skiing here instead." So what would you say in that situation?
Oh, I love Ibiza. I hate skiing. It'd be really easy. I'd be like, no,
there's like, no. So yeah. you say no. So I want to give you another scenario, which is this time we're not really sure where we want to go on holiday. We're that desperate to get on a flight somewhere that we think, let's just go back home. Let's pack for every eventuality and we'll meet at the departures board at the airport and we'll decide there and then where we'll go. And the same person approaches us and says, "Do you want to come skiing here? This is the only place that you need to go." We're more likely to entertain that idea.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between those two scenarios? The difference is that in the first scenario, we were very clear about our goals, that we wanted to go on holiday somewhere sunny with a beach, preferably. We booked the hotel. We decided who was coming with us and everything was set. We were ready to go. So we're quite clear on our purpose and what was important to us. Whereas in the second scenario, we've come unprepared. We don't really know what we want to do or what we want to get out of the holiday. Therefore, it's a lot easier to be swayed by an opportunity that presents itself. So what I ask people to do within the book is to think in much the same way with the holiday in terms of what's important to you. Think about what's important in every aspect of your life, so that when opportunities are presented to you, you can have the confidence to think, okay, is this going to serve me in the long run? Is this going to serve what's important to me? And if the answer is no, at the very least, you can say, "I'll think about it." But it just gives you that extra confidence to think, well, this isn't important to me at the moment. This isn't important to me from a work point of view. Now, saying that, there might be situations where actually you really want to say no, but it's important that you say yes. For instance, you might have a wedding coming up and you don't really want to do an extra shift at work, but actually you have to say yes because, you know, in the long run, you've got a wedding that you want to pay off. Therefore, saying yes is actually going to serve what's important to you. So I have lots of kind of reflective tools within the book to get you more confident to think about what's important to you, and hopefully in the long run to feel more confident about saying no.
I love that tool. It's really similar, actually. It's so interesting because we come at this, you know, I'm a coach and you're a psychiatrist. We're coming at this from quite different backgrounds, but actually a lot of the tools are really similar, which is just so powerful, isn't it? To kind of know, because I talk about values, you know, as a coach, I'm kind of obsessed with values, and it's the same thing, you know, what are your values? And I loved that example because so many clients will say to me, you know, I want to spend more quality time with the family. That's a really important value of mine. And yet they might find it really difficult to say no to an invitation for a play date on a Sunday afternoon when they'd kind of agreed already that actually that was going to be protected family time. So I think, as you say, like in that example, just getting clear on what are your values, what are important to you, makes it so much easier.
Absolutely.
To navigate, because, you know, I don't know about you, but the world can get so noisy and there are so many requests on us constantly. I had one recently. I was quite proud of myself for this one, which was around Jessie's nursery. And they kind of said that this was before lockdown, that they were going to introduce homework. And she's,
oh, wow,
she's four and only a bit of reading, you know, but not algebra. But, you know, one of my values, and it's really important to me, is around time at home, is about kind of connection. And, you know, I have quite strong views on the parity for me of kind of academia and also emotional support. And so basically I said no. And it felt really kind of empowering. I just said, listen, at this age, like, it doesn't align to our values. So
good for you.
We won't be doing it. And all the other parents, I think, to my knowledge, we're the only ones. And Jessie's asked me about it a few times, like, why does everyone have this yellow book, which is the homework book, which she doesn't have? And I'm kind of, it's such a good opportunity to explain to her, like, why she doesn't, what's important to us as a family, you know, why we've made that decision differently. And often it can mean going against the grain.
Absolutely. Yeah. But the thing is, she's got plenty of opportunity to do all that stuff when she starts school.
Exactly. That was my view.